RAs, this is Carla Chobak, and welcome to today's session with David Kakish, the president of RAA Workspace. The topic of this session is the top five IT security features that your RAA isn't using, but are part of your Microsoft subscription. So hi, David. I was wondering if you could start by telling us why this is so important for the RAAs that are listening.
Well, hello, Carla, and hello, RIAs. And this is important because you're paying for your Microsoft subscription, and you're probably using less than 20% of the features that are available. So you're paying for something, and you're not using it. What's even worse, my guess is, and I'm willing to bet, you're probably paying for third-party tools for things that are already included in your Microsoft subscription simply because you don't know about that. And to make that even worse, a lot of times these third-party tools are not even better than what's already built in. By the end of the session, we're going to share with you the top five tools or features that you're not using. Again, this is not a technical discussion. This is really geared towards the chief compliance officer, a partner, or an office manager. And at the end of this session, you're going to be able to do one of a couple of things, one of three things. Number one is you can take this information and do it yourself and say, great, you have a do-it-yourself kind of culture. You can implement that and do that in your business. Number two, you can give it to your IT provider so they can help you use these five security features that you're probably not using. Number three, you can contact us. We'd love to help you. We can do a Microsoft subscription audit for you. And at the end of the session, we'll share the information. Or you can be complacent and do nothing. We encourage you not to be a sitting duck. And so we want you to actually, as an RIA, we want you to have better security. We want you to have better compliance and save money. And we want you to have that better security and compliance posture. And our hope is, hey, if we help out, a couple of you will reach out to us and we can do something together. I want to start out with a story and then I'm going to get straight into the top five list. But I want you to imagine you go to a window or maybe you go to the bathroom and you take a $20 bill and you flush it down the toilet. I guess, Carla, if you were to do that, you know, don't do it, but if you were to do that, what's your feeling? How do you feel flushing down $20 down the toilet?
Well, probably pretty wasteful and wouldn't feel very smart, to be honest with you.
Now do it again.
Yeah, no thanks.
Now do it every month, right? You know, block a time so that every month when the bill is due, go in and do that, right? Now, personally, you used kind words. I would actually feel more angry, I think, and maybe stupid, you know, if I did that. Now, the reality of the matter, this is what a lot of RIAs are doing today. Every time they're paying that Microsoft bill, every time they're paying that third-party bills for some of these features, they're wasting money. They're flushing money down the toilet. And you ask me, well, you know, somebody might say, well, why do we not know this? And the answer is pretty simple. We work with a lot of RIAs, and a lot of the RIAs we work with are, you know, 5, 15, 25, 30 people. And for an RIA, that's a really good-sized RIA. But for a lot of IT providers, you're not that big. And the challenge is, let's just say you're a 15-person RIA to the IT provider that might be providing you IT support and services. Yeah, you're a good client, but you're not as big as the other clients that he has. However, what that IT provider is not understanding is, even though you're just 15 people, you're managing hundreds of millions of dollars, and you have to deal with fines, you have to deal with the SEC, your compliance and security is exponentially more important. And again, to be fair, that IT provider is aware that security is important, but he or she doesn't realize that it's exponentially more important for you. So you're treated like small potatoes when in fact you shouldn't be treated as such. And they just don't get it, right? Because they've got other clients with hundreds of employees or much bigger, and they cater them. So you as an RIA with 15 people are very different than a business down the street that has 15 people. And as such, you need to be treated differently. And so we know this from working with a lot of RIAs nationwide. Anyways, that's why we see this. And in many ways, it's wasteful. And part of what we're doing is trying to provide an education to these RIAs so that they can, again, save money, maximize security, maximize compliance, and not necessarily pay for third-party tools that they don't need that are even subpar. So with that, I guess, Carla, let me come back to you. Let's do our top five list. Why don't you name the first one, and then I'll dive into some of the details on that.
Sure. So number one is email encryption, which I would think would be such an important tool for an RIA because they're sharing confidential information all the time, whether it's with their clients or whether it's with partners or other people in the firm. And I would think that encrypting an email would be it would be one of those tools that are vital.
Yeah. And what's interesting, Carla, is it's not that RIAs aren't doing that. Most RIAs are using some form of email encryption. However, they're not using the email encryption that is now included with your Microsoft subscription. So your Microsoft subscription includes email encryption, but a lot of RIAs don't do that. Now, to be fair, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the email encryption by Microsoft was not as sophisticated as it is today. And the big thing with email encryption is, hey, what's the recipient's experience? The person that's receiving the email, it has to be easy, it has to be painless. And there's so many technologies out there that historically have done a good job, better than Microsoft, to make it really easy for the recipient to open up an encrypted email. And a lot of RIAs are using those third-party tools. However, in the last couple of years, Microsoft has done a phenomenal job. And I would argue that in most cases, Microsoft email encryption that Microsoft has is more secure and is actually easier for the recipient to go ahead and open up the encrypted email. And so, again, what I see with email encryption time and time again is, oh, we didn't know that this is included in our Microsoft subscription. Oh, we didn't know it's this easy for the recipient to open up an encrypted email. And why didn't you guys tell me sooner? You know, that's sort of what it is. And, you know, there's sort of an education that needs to go along with that. And again, to be fair, that technology has really developed and got more sophisticated and simpler for the recipient in the last couple of years. So on the top five list, number one, you're probably not using the Microsoft email encryption. And if you are, congratulations, you're one of the few ones. Carla, I'll come back to you for point number two.
Right. So number two on the list is email archiving and retention and auditing, which is a requirement for RIAs, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I could dive into a lot of details or have somebody on my team talk a lot more about this. But even with this, what's amazing is, once again, you're paying for third-party tools. Those third-party tools are good. Those third-party tools for email archiving, retention, and auditing used to be better than Microsoft's. However, with your Microsoft subscription, with your Office 365 or with your Microsoft 365 subscription, these things are already included and have really, really, really come a long way with that. So number one, email encryption, you don't have to pay a third-party tool. Number two, email archiving, retention, and auditing, you don't have to pay a third-party tool for that. It's all included with your Microsoft subscription.
So with the email archiving and retention, they're using a Microsoft tool for their email. They're using Outlook, right? But yet they're using a third-party tool for actually archiving what they're doing within Outlook.
Yeah. And Carla, what you have to do is you have to take a step back and think of an RIA, not the independent advisor that's maybe two or three people, right? The RIA that's like, you know, 5 to 30 people. What's happening is you're not looking at Outlook. What you're doing is you want to think of an email server that's in the cloud. So they're using Microsoft hosted email. And when we're talking about the archiving, we're not doing the archiving at the client level or at the Outlook level. We're actually doing it, think of it at the server level, right? Or at the email level at the Microsoft data centers. So we're archiving it whether or not, you know, you're opening it up on your Outlook, right? So we're not doing it on your computer. We're actually doing it, think of it at, and I'm simplifying it, but think of we're doing it at the server level, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the third one. And that's a very common one.
Yeah. So number three is that secure single sign-on, which is part of their Microsoft subscription as well, if they're using it, right?
Absolutely. So a lot of RIAs are using password managers. And think of the Microsoft single sign-on as sort of that next generation password manager. And yes, to answer your question, it's included in your Microsoft subscription. I can guarantee you 80% of RIAs are not using this feature, again, because simply they don't know about that. But I want to give you a real world example of why this is more secure than a password manager. So let's just say with the password manager, you're using QuickBooks Online or, you know, Tamarack or Redtail or, you know, whatever. Take a pick of whatever your software application is. With the password manager, you're keeping track of, hey, to log into Tamarack, you know, this is my username and this is my password, and it's documented in your password manager. So when you hire Mary, Mary now knows what her password is for Tamarack or Salesforce. She can put in her email, she can put in her password, and she can access that and work and do all kinds of fun stuff. With Secure Single Sign-On, the SSO from Microsoft, all that Mary does is she goes, you know, to the browser and then she clicks on that icon and she's automatically logged into Tamarack. She doesn't know what her username and password is for Tamarack. It's more secure. It's more productive. She doesn't have to document all that. Now, imagine in a password manager, if you had an employee that went in and wrote down the, you know, the username and the password, and on his own or on her own accessed something that's really critical to your company. What's really neat is with Microsoft's single sign-on, they can't do that. They don't know what that is. And if you really wanted to get really advanced and sophisticated, you can say, okay, you can access it from, you know, certain places or from a company computer and things like that. So the Microsoft single sign-on, think of it as the next generation password manager. So Carla, does that make sense?
It does. So the firm is maintaining control over those passwords and who has access to them as opposed to the individual.
You got it. And when you hire somebody, right, now we just hired Mary, and Mary has access to all the company's web-based applications. She only needs to keep track of her one username and one password. And she accesses all of that stuff right there, which is really her, kind of think of it as her Microsoft email and password. And you have all the security kind of tied into that. Now, when Mary is no longer working there or you let go of Mary, you have one place to disable that, and it disables all the other accounts. You don't have to manually go in and do that. Now, a common question we get is, well, you know, we kind of can do this on Chrome or this or that. And I go, yeah, you can, but it's not the same. There's some major security flaws in the sense of if I have access to your computer, now all of a sudden I have access to, again, whether it's your computer or whether it's Chrome on a different device, I have access to all this single sign-on. So we make a distinction between what I would call a consumer-grade single sign-on, which a lot of people are familiar with, versus an enterprise single sign-on solution, which is what Microsoft provides. And what you have with Microsoft is an enterprise-class secure single sign-on solution that is that next generation password manager.
Right. Makes a lot more sense, right? The enterprise level security is really what an RIA needs.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
So maybe we can move on to number four, which is data retention and data archive. Can you talk a little bit more about what Microsoft offers there?
Yeah. And so this is really impressive with the, and again, I should stress, this is data retention and data archive, not email. I think a lot of people are familiar with the email concept of, hey, we need to do that. You can do this for your file folder structure too, and not just your email. I don't know that I want to talk too much about that because then I'll dive into a lot of the details, but it's another feature that a lot of people don't know that's already included with a Microsoft subscription and that you can do that. And so yes, as far as your data for your files and your folders, you could have data retention and you can have data archive. And then the fifth one, which is really interesting, you know what, Carla, I'll come back to you for the fifth one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the fifth one on the list is OneDrive, which I'm really interested to learn a little bit more about and how, you know, OneDrive is different from the other options Microsoft.
Thank you, Carla. So this is a big one because we see a lot of people that are using OneDrive, and OneDrive is good. OneDrive is good if you're 1, 2, 3, 4 people. But when you start looking at it from an enterprise, a business class security, there's some concerns and there's some flaws that are with that. And it has to do with sort of people in your company that can access things that may not necessarily be, I'm not part of the finance team. It's easy for me to sort of access that when you're using the consumer version of OneDrive. So OneDrive, again, is great, 1, 2, 3 people. But once you start creating groups and once you want to go have that enterprise class security, you really want to use what, you know, SharePoint and Microsoft's file folder structure. And when I say SharePoint, a lot of people think that, you know, you got to go and you got to use a website and a browser and all that fun stuff. No, it's actually, we use SharePoint, but what the way I access that is, it's just like my regular file folder structure that people are familiar with. And the really big distinction is you could have advanced policy to the different groups and what people can access that. And I can tell you, there's some, you know, larger RIA firms that we work with that are using OneDrive. And once we start working with them, we kind of explain the difference and they immediately gravitate and say, okay, yes, that's exactly what we want to do. And it's probably too much to get into on this session, but I'm just telling you, if you're using OneDrive, it is a good consumer or really small business version of OneDrive. we highly recommend that you go ahead and you figure out how to use SharePoint with that file folder structure, where you can have that group policy, you can have more sophisticated enterprise class security that is just simply not included in the consumer version of OneDrive.
Right. So it sounds like SharePoint and that whole file folder setup gives them, you know, obviously better security, but a little bit more in terms of flexibility on how they manage it. And it's not complicated, because you're right. I think people are concerned that there are extra complications involved with accessing something via SharePoint.
Yeah, it's set up via SharePoint, but on your computer, it really is set up as a regular file folder structure that people are familiar with.
Right. Very simple to access and do what you need to do. That's great. So I see here on the list, we have a bonus number 6.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk a little bit about the data loss prevention emails and files.
We like bonuses. So bonus number 6 is what's called DLP, or data loss prevention. And this is for emails and for files. Sounds really fancy. I can tell you, I was working on an opportunity like this. I don't know. It was probably like 15 years ago. And it was for a mid-market company. And I think it was, I can't remember the numbers, but it was like, for a solution like this, it was like around $100,000 or so. And again, to be fair, it was a much bigger business. But what's really interesting is the pricing has really come down from this. And what's fascinating is what a solution that would have been for an enterprise business or a mid-market business is now available for a small or a mid-sized business. And that's really exciting, because your RIA can take advantage of that. So this data loss prevention for emails and files, it sounds fancy, but it's basically a really smart way to prevent data leakage. The way to think about that is, what happens if an employee accidentally sends out an email with confidential data? Again, it could be an accident or it could be on purpose. Well, what about something that includes account numbers, social security numbers, and so on? Do you have a way to catch that and prevent that? Okay. What happens if an employee, again, accidentally or intentionally downloads confidential data to his USB drive, or better yet, syncs it with his own personal Dropbox account? Most people don't have a way, most RIAs today don't have a way to, how do I secure it so that my employee is using his personal Dropbox account? I want to make sure that he's not able to sync that with that. So data loss prevention really helps eliminate these type of things. And it could be really advanced. It could be really basic. Our approach to that is, hey, let's have a certain baseline in place, and then we can add to that. That's point number 6, Carla.
And that's really customizable too. Like you said, you start with that baseline, but as an RIA, they can define what they consider confidential data, and you can sort of build data loss prevention tools sort of around that.
Yeah, and for us, it's pretty templated, right? So we go in and we say, hey, these are the things that we're just doing standard, and then we work with each client if there are specific things that they want to do that go above and beyond. So the top 5 list of IT security features that your RIA is not using but are part of your Microsoft subscription. Number 1, email encryption. Number 2, email archiving, retention, and auditing. Number 3, secure single sign-on for web-based applications. Number 4, data retention and data archive. Number 5, OneDrive / SharePoint. And then number 6, the bonus is data loss prevention. Now, with that being said, here's where you can go from here. You can use this information and you can go in and you can do it yourself. If you have a do-it-yourself kind of culture, fantastic, go for it. Number 2, you can take this list and you can write down these 6 bullet points we gave you, and you can go to your current IT provider and ask him, please do this for us on our Microsoft subscription. Better yet, are we doing this? And if we are, great. And if not, hey, let's do that. Or if you want to contact us, we'd love to help. But whatever you do, I would say don't be complacent, don't be a sitting duck. And the way to contact us, you know, what we can do is we can do what's called a Microsoft subscription audit. And basically, you have nothing to lose, in the sense of, look, we either validate that you're using these features, or we share with you and say, hey, these are the things that you're not using. And so in order to do that, you can just send us an email, hello@riaworkspace.com, or you can just go to our website at riaworkspace.com. That's riaworkspace.com. And then just put, you know, Microsoft in the headline, and we'll know what you're looking for. Again, you've got nothing to lose. If you're using these tools, fantastic. It's a validation that you're using these tools. If not, we're going to share with you how you can use them. And again, our goal is to help your RIA have better security, better compliance. We want to maximize security and compliance, and at the same time, save you money by not using third-party tools that you may not need to use. And with that, Carla, I'll turn it over to you if there's anything else you want to add, and then you can go ahead and sign off.
No, I think that's great. I think those are, I guess, six real-world things that they can actually take forward and implement and, you know, make use of sort of almost immediately if they want to. So that's great. So thank you everybody for attending. We hope you found the information helpful. Thanks for listening to the session by RIA Workspace. To learn more, go to the Learning Center today at riaworkspace.com. And thanks again. Have a great day.